For KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Karen Trigo Stewart. The Arkansas Supreme Court heard oral arguments today in a challenge to a judge's order that halted the issuing of medical marijuana licenses. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has details.
Pulaski County Circuit Judge Wendell Griffin had suggested earlier this year that the process for how the Medical Marijuana Commission decided who would get the five licenses was constitutionally flawed. Jay Baquette, an attorney defending Naturalist Health, which did not get a license, told justices the process had many problems.
Arbitrary and capricious actions by the commission, things, evidence that established that the decision was characterized by an abuse of discretion, and in sum, a process that was conducted by the Medical Marijuana Commission that was fundamentally flawed and corrupt.
But he faced skepticism from many on the court, including Associate Justice Rhonda Wood, who said administrative decisions like what Griffin issued may not be appealed.
We don't get to the evidence. We don't get to the facts. We have to have a legal standard.
Right.
So our legal standard says there has to be an adjudication. And the adjudication is that there's notice, a hearing that occurs that's quasi-judicial in nature. So we have to have a legal standard that doesn't get into the facts or merits of the case.
Attorney Casey Castleberry, who represented three companies that were selected, also made that argument and said the five companies chosen by the Medical Marijuana Commission have a right to now be awarded the coveted licenses.
At this point, Your Honor, we believe that the MMC is required by Amendment 98, by its own rules, to issue the licenses. In fact, we believe we've already been issued a license.
He also argued that Judge Griffin didn't have jurisdiction in the case and, along with a representative of the state, said the judge's ruling should be reversed. Arkansas Solicitor General Lee Radofsky told justices they should not interfere with the commission.
Part of the importance of the rules of standing and the rules of subject matter jurisdiction is to ensure that this court doesn't do that unless it's absolutely required to, because this court isn't either a super legislature or a super administrative body. And while this court may not be exactly happy with how the rules are or happy exactly how the rules have been applied, that's not what this court really is asking itself.
No immediate ruling was made by the state's high court. Meanwhile, the Arkansas Attorney General's office says a member of the Medical Marijuana Commission is accusing an unsuccessful applicant of trying to bribe him. After the oral arguments, the court released a previously sealed letter that detailed the bribery allegation. Governor Asa Hutchinson later reacted to the news.
It should concern anybody if you have allegations of an attempted bribery. And that's exactly where we are right now. That does not imply wrongdoing by any commissioner. That's wrongdoing by some outside force.
The Attorney General's office says the bribery allegation is being investigated by law enforcement. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.